Hello and welcome to the iGeeks blog show, an Apple exclusive podcast where we talk about teeny tiny, every possible information about the Apple ecosystem. I'm your host Harshanki, a marketing nerd who likes to eat, breathe and survive on Apple ecosystem. You know why we're here for, right? We talk about the Apple ecosystem. You know, as much as I love the latest products and the latest technologies and everything, I cannot help but go back to the early 2000s, late 90s era, you know, because I'm an old soul, I'm a 90s kid that way. And when I go back to that era, you think of a lot of features that were pretty prominent back then, but we don't see them anymore. Agreed that, you know, we don't need them anymore because there are better features and better things in the market, but you can't help but miss those things, right? I mean, yeah, so today we're going to talk about a couple of features which we don't see in the iPhone anymore, but they were loved back then, and honestly, we loved having them, you know. So we're going to talk about that. We're just going to hit back the nostalgic lane and discuss them a little bit, think about the good times, possibly think about the first iPhones that we had and a lot more before that. Don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels. We're available everywhere, literally everywhere. You can find us out as iGeeks blog. And if you want to connect with me, you can hit me up on Instagram. I'm available as Harshanki with an extra I. Now, I know you're gonna kill me if I don't talk about this one feature that we miss a lot, and that is the haptic touch on your iPhones. Yeah, I'm gonna take a moment of silence here and just think about how good it was, and then kind of get upset about the time when it was removed and how the media hated it, the world hated it, Twitter was going crazy when it was taken off, you know. It was very disappointing. Now, like, yeah, I mean, I thought of doing this little fun activity, and, you know, I thought this would be a good way to engage with you guys. Like, I was going to tell when was this feature introduced and when was it removed, but hey, if you're a true fanboy, you know what I'm talking about, right? So I'm not going to say that, and I'm going to wait for you to drop your answers in the comment section. Don't forget to tell us, when was this feature dropped and how was it dropped and when was it introduced? So the haptic touch that I'm talking about, right? That sensation, that tingling sensation you felt when you tapped on the screen, the long press, it was so freaking amazing. It was top of the world. It was really good. And when they just took the feature off, you know, a lot of people were not happy with it. But of course, there were a certain shortcomings due to which the feature had to be taken off, right? Like owing to the size and the dimensions, and like having that was causing a lot of problems, so they had to take it off. Another thing was that they tried introducing a similar feature in Apple Watch. However, that did not work out, I mean, that good. And that's how that too was taken off. iPads never had the haptic touch feature because it was not feasible to introduce it in the iPads, and that is why it was always kept away from that. Also, like, the sizing issue and the dimensions were another important aspect of why the feature was never introduced in the iPads. But we always had it in the iPhones until this particular moment when it was taken off, and boy, oh boy, don't we miss that feature. We do, right? The next feature that I'm going to talk about is, let me think. Oh, the UI of the first ever iPhone that was introduced. What was it called? Skeuomorphism, if I'm not pronouncing it. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it correctly, but I believe it was called skeuomorphism. It was the first, like, this beautiful UI that we had on our home screens and the way the apps are placed and everything, right? That, I believe, was taken off in iPhone 7. Yes, 7. It was taken off in iPhone 7. Till then, we had that kind of appearance. And it just gave us, like, a beautiful feeling, right? Because now, most of us, and see, all the Gen Z people, like, I'm a Gen Z myself, but then if you're 2000 born or later, I'm not going to give you the credit here. But all the 90s kid over here will remember what I'm talking about, because we had those UIs as our first iPhones, right? So that baby just stays in our head for a long, long, long time. And you know exactly the feeling it brings back. Imagine, like, I don't know how you got your first iPhones, but I remember getting my first iPhone, and I guess that was in the 10th grade. Yes, that was in the 10th grade, back in the time where BlackBerries were prominent and like really good, and my friends were bragging about BBMs and stuff, right? That was the time I had gotten it, and I turned it on, and the first thing I see is this gorgeous UI, right? And it just stays in your head. We're not even talking about we're just talking about the aesthetics here, okay? If you're here to listen to the technicalities and stuff like that, this is just the time where we're gonna let the nostalgia take over and feel the aesthetics rather than getting into the technical details here. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. And every time I see that UI, every time I think of skeuomorphism, it just reminds me of my first ever iPhone and brings back a lot of beautiful memories. Sadly, after iPhone 7, that was changed, and we've never seen it after that because, of course, there are better displays available now, but just the fact that, you know, it was your, you know what I mean, you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. It just brings back a lot of good memories is all I can say. All right. The next feature I'm going to talk about is Animojis. Okay, to be honest, I wasn't really a fan of Animojis. I mean, what even were they, right? But a lot of people were using them and a lot of people loved using it. But this is not why Animojis is included in today's episode. I had to discuss it with you guys because Animojis created this, this viral sensation kind of feeling because people were blindly creating them for their own mobile phones. When I say people, I mean companies. And when I say company, you know which company I'm talking about. The company, no, this is not the China companies that try replicating iPhones and everything present there. This is one of the most popular companies and probably Apple's strongest competitor even today. Oh, come on. I'm not going to believe if you tell me that you don't remember Samsung's Animojis or whatever they were trying to create. How pathetic were they? Weren't they? But compared to, Samsung's Animojis, Apple's Animojis were pretty good, but then they were replaced with Memojis, right? I might be a little different on the pronunciations, but the facts are correct. Yeah, so then it was replaced with Memojis, and that's how we just lost Animojis. There's no particular reason of getting rid of them. I believe because a lot of companies started doing it for themselves, Apple believed it was right time to just let it go. And yeah, that's what pretty much happened is what I can think of. However, talking about it, I wouldn't mind using them again. I just think about it and yeah, pretty good, right? Pretty good. Imagine like just these emoticons going crazy, like the world goes crazy about it. The leading companies of the world are trying to create a replica of it. There had to be something to it. It just showcases how viral or how loved these Animojis were by people of different areas of the world, right? That's all I can say. The next feature I'm going to talk about is, it's not a feature, but this is just a dig on Apple. Where are my earphones? Where are my chargers? Okay, I'm not going to go to the product side. Focus, Ashanki, focus. This is just the features we're talking about. Let's not get distracted. So the next feature I'm going to talk about is the headphone jack, you guys. Do you have any idea how much of that we miss? Like, we actually miss that thing, okay? See, don't come all criticizing me and being like my critique and stuff. But see, the thing is, I agree that AirPods have been so amazing and they have like eased out our life in a way. I just like the old days and the simpler times, okay, where I could just plug my earphones in. Of course, you can plug your earphones into these iPhones as well, but just the fact that you had a separate jack for it, how nice is that, right? And now we don't have it anymore. Again, this is all done for aesthetics, and there were a lot of reasons behind it, but it drove the world crazy when they came to know about it, that, okay, you don't have headphone jacks anymore. And yeah, I do miss it. I'm a 90s kid, you guys. Like, I dearly miss that feature, because we couldn't survive without a headphone jack, right? Just brings back a lot of memories is all I can say. Talking about memories and bringing back a lot of things, how about those plastic bodies in the iPhone, yeah? That just seems like decades ago, right? It seems like ages ago, iPhones used to have those plastic bodies and like the aluminium, what do you call it? The side part was made of aluminium, right? You still have the aluminium thingy, but when you talk about plastic bodies, they're just extended, like long gone. Of course, the company started caring about the environment and took a brilliant initiative, right, to make a greener, cleaner, healthier environment, and they're doing their part. I mean, that's a freaking trillion-dollar company we're talking about. So getting rid of plastic bodies is actually a great add-on. But getting back to the time when there were plastic bodies in the iPhone, you know, you think about those days like Britney Spears, Shakira, Akon, those are the days. Cool iPhones, bright colors, great colors. Like, you know, it just brings you back all those memories. And like very flashy phone, very attractive phones back in those days. Sadly, we don't have them anymore. Well, this is one thing I'm not sure whether I should be happy about or sad about. Okay, I'm happy because we're doing something for the environment. We're doing a bit for the environment. And that is a good feature in a way. Sad because I just miss those times, but I'm also happy. Like, okay, how do I explain it nicely? See, I'm happy because we're doing our part for the environment, and now there are like cooler colors available. It's the era of minimalism and pastel colors, right? And that's what Apple is providing us. So it's what suited to the current year, the current scenario, and current preferences is what Apple giving us. But sad because I miss those flashy colors also. Like, it's hard to pick, you guys. It's very hard to pick. And that's what makes me miss the plastic bodies a little too much and the flashy color iPhones. With that, we would be ending today's episode. I know there were a lot of things that we haven't discussed, but hey, these were the features that I miss. And I'm sure there are a lot of more features that you miss as well. So please drop them in the comment section or just connect with us on our social media and let's chat about it, you guys. Hit me up on Instagram. I'm available as Harshanki with an extra I. And if you want to connect with us, you can just connect with us on our social media handles. We're available as iGeeksBlog. Do not forget to download our app. You'll find all of this and pretty exciting how-tos and other guides on the app, exclusively curated for Apple people and Apple fanboys and fangirls like you guys. Alright, I'm gonna see you guys next week with more exciting content, probably testing a device for you or just, again, driving back the nostalgic lane. So don't forget to tune into the iGeeksBlog show next week. This is Harshanki signing off. Till then, stay safe, stay connected, take good care of yourselves, and keep subscribing to Apple content.